Thank you very much, July 26th. And last we have the Committee on Community Preservation. what's called long-range planning at the end of our meeting, able to convene for an economic development presentation of the self-assessment tool. Is that what it is, Olinsky? We convene right after the end of this meeting, and there will be a meeting here in the chamber, correct? Also, if we can take 1 minute, we can have Ken Brady come on out on UTV. Ken has been here with us for a number of years taking our meetings. This will be his last meeting tonight. Ken is off to American University.
Alderman Albright.
Aye.
Alderman Baker.
Aye.
Alderman Blazer.
Aye.
Alderman Ciccone.
Aye.
Alderman Crossley.
Aye.
Alderman Danberg.
Aye.
Alderman Fishman. Alderman Friedman.
Aye, with the exception of page 143, item 185-11, I vote no.
Thank you. Alderman Fuller.
Aye.
Alderman Gentile.
Aye.
Excuse me. Alderman Haney.
Aye.
Alderman Hesmahan. Alderman Johnson.
Aye.
Alderman Lappin.
Aye.
Alderman Linsky.
Aye.
Alderman Merrill.
Aye.
Alderman Rice.
Aye.
Alderman Salzucci.
Aye.
Thank you. Alderman Sangiello.
Aye.
Alderman Schnipper.
Aye.
Alderman Shapiro.
Aye.
Alderman Swifton.
Aye.
Alderman Yates.
Aye.
President Lennon.
Aye.
Mr. President, the first call vote are 22 in the affirmative, with two recorded absent, with the exception of item number 185-11 on page 143, which the vote is 20 in favor and two opposed and two recorded absent.
Thank you very much. All items on the first call carry. We have one item on the second call, so I'd like to ask for a suspension of the rules of four votes. Take up that item. Second, move. All those in favor say aye. Opposed, the ayes have it. At this time, I'd like to recognize Vice Chairman of Programs and Services to give his report on item 67-S-3, and I'll recognize the Chair of Public Facilities. Aren't you just agree to vote on the one speaker? It'll give the Chairman of Finance on this point. Thank you very much. The item is on item 367-10-3, Programs and Services and Public Facilities. The resolution is on the mayor requesting the funding of the model classrooms for Carson Advantage Service Elementary School to be increased by $87,500 to include weekly all four model classrooms. We had a discussion of that in a joint meeting. Committee voted its approval on that motion and that resolution rather. Five in favor, none opposed on the resolution. Thank you, Mr. Chair. Next, I have the Chair of Public Facilities, Alderman Chairman.
Thank you.
Thank you. On the resolution, which would also add green modulars at Burr and Harsh Glen, the Public Facilities Committee voted 7-0 in favor of that resolution to increase the amount by 875.
Thank you. At this time, I will recognize the Chairman of Finance and request this before second of all. Good reasons. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. President. Most of you, it was the majority of the board that was at the public facility and the Joint Committee of Programs and Services. So I will be brief. Basically, what happened that evening was the recommendation that was originally brought to us was to, for the four modulars, and two of the modulars would have had a certain number of green features, and two modulars would not have those features included. And I think that it was clear that a majority of the members from the board that were in there that evening were concerned about inconsistent recommendation, and how we explain to one community that we are recommending to spend more money on the modulars at those schools and the two other modulars, which were at Durbus, were not doing the same quality. So in order to be equitable, there was a motion made to ask the mayor to appropriate an additional $87,500 so that the recommendation and the specs would be consistent across all four modules. In between that evening, that Wednesday evening of that meeting and findings that Monday, the public buildings department, along with the mayor's office, did some additional work. And when they came to finance, they gave us the shot that was attached to the finance report that talked about base modular, the alternate number one and the alternate number two. It was also explained to us that one of the reasons why we may not want those additional green features in all four modulars is because of the sighting of the modulars and whether or not you might get the necessary sunlight to make it worthwhile to get the return on investment. The other thing that the Public Buildings Department and Mayor's Office did, this was in response to an issue that Alderman Crossley had brought up about making sure that the quality of the modulars was consistent with what we had done at Oak Hill. And upon further review, they came back and suggested to us the alternate number one, which would make all four modulars consistent with the quality of the modulars at Oak Hill, in particular with respect to the stretch goal. So that was their recommendation. And they further explained that they will also go out with the additional green features as alternates. And when the bids come back in and we're clearer on the cost, that they will consult with the board before any final decision is made. Finance did not take up the resolution because we felt it was unnecessary because of alternate one that was being recommended, in addition to the fact that there were two members of the school committee who clearly stated that they felt that alternate one and alternate two were both Cadillacs, and that they were perfectly comfortable with alternate one. They felt that it would certainly give them the modular platforms that they needed, and it would also save them some money for the next phase of the project, which is the renovation of Dave Middle School. So, finance voted to approve the item as we already reported out tonight, 4-0, did not take up the resolution, and at this time, it would be my recommendation, I guess I would make a motion, that the NAN resolution, which is 367-10-3.
Okay, so there is a motion, is
for the approval of both committees and the resolution. It's been seconded. Is there any discussion on the item to substitute NAN for approval of both committees? Alderman St. Joe.
Because of the locality impact, wants you to consider what the future is, if the Fed says we're not going to do anything. So I'm just trying to understand that a little bit.
Yeah, we can answer all the checks out and we will. Open system, what happened was, I can understand the confusion because we were confused with finance. All I can tell you is that management, we had a joint meeting. We asked, why are we recommending, one standard for two modules and a different standard for the other two? And the issue of appropriate siting and the cost benefit and all of that never came up. So 4 days later, we're in finance, and now all of a sudden we're being told that there's an issue about siting and other things as to whether or not these things make sense. I think that they're still working through that, which is why it makes sense to just at least put them out as alternates to see what the cost would be. And that's why we need to have another conversation before any final decision is made.
Thank you.
On the
cross, did you want to add to that? Shed some light on the question?
Thank you, Alderman Jensen. I think actually you've done a great service by interesting that the equity among the four modules. And the item before us is that it is in fact that item which would have provided equity according to a certain scheme. So that's what we're voting right now. But I think what's confusing here is has to do with understanding what we're getting for our money. And by calling things green features without explaining what does that mean very clearly for the folks, maybe the few folks who aren't at that meeting, but certainly the public who are listening, I'm imagining what they're thinking at the moment. So what I asked at public facilities, what I was concerned about in addition to the inequity, was that it wasn't clear to us just exactly what we were getting at these so-called green features. And the bottom line was, what was the standard of swap quality that was built into the specifications? So it was very interesting to me when I saw the building department brought back to finance, although I wasn't able to go to finance, with all the material. And when you look at the piece that Commissioner Gilman gave us on the base module versus the alternate one versus the alternate two, you see that in many of the items that have to do with energy efficiency, durability, quality of construction, it says not specified. So, and then in alternate number one module, the kinds of things that are in there have to do primarily with energy efficiency and durability of the structure. The alternate number two modular, so-called, adds in things that truly, if push came to shove in terms of dollars, we could give up the modules, hopefully design them into our new school buildings, but it has to do with raising the ceiling heights, putting in things called light shells so that you can harness daylight so that you don't need to use your electric lights as much, things along that nature. I sure hope that we are able to do the alternate number one and not go back to the base bid because the kinds of things that are there are what make the investment worth doing for the city, will lower our operating costs, and give us a product that can stand the test of time a little better than some of the shafts we've got out there.
Thank you. We want to provide you with that additional information.
In our joint meeting, I think it was unanimous that we all wanted not just energy equity, but wanted to make sure that two out of four didn't lack any of these great features that we as a city have taken on as a policy. And we were under the impression that the bid that was going out would not include level one for two of the modules. So am I understanding that it does or it doesn't? Because that's what 16 of us in the room meant when we did this resolution. We wanted to make sure that's included.
Oh, would you talk?
additional information. A lot of discussion, I think, that you're talking about, we talked about that we had set a standard for construction for modules when we did Oakville. And then we all felt that we should not settle for anything less than that standard. What you are being asked to vote for tonight, the $923,000 in addition to the $75,000 that was already approved, is to design to get us alternate number one module. That is what the expectation is. An alternate number one module expects to change from the Public Facility and Programs and Services Committee. So they came to us in finance, and they were changed to make sure that they reflected the standard of construction that were included at Oak Hill. So the bottom line is that if you vote for this tonight, what you are voting for are four modules that are equal to the modules that were put in place at Oak Hill last year. And then in addition to that, there will be alternates for these additional green, quote, green features that have been listed in alternate two. From the last.
Okay, so the specs change, but the money is changing. Why do you think we do that? That's the money.
Money did change. Well,
the money was going to be voted out of finance, which is $87,000 termination, because it didn't include that. So now you're saying the money is going to be whatever, is 28.
To bring the modules up to the standard of local general skill requires additional money. Because what brought us at Programs and Services and Public Facilities was not at that same standard. Okay? I can't tell you exactly the differences, but to bring all those up to the quality that exists today at Oak Hill requires additional money, strangely enough. It was that same 87.5, okay, which we discussed in finance, but that's what we were told it was going to cost. So there is additional money in there to bring them up to the level that's at Oak Hill. And so in 87.5, you know, that had been recommended to do the additional green pieces, that 87.5 goes away, and then there's 87.5 that basically this bid in order to bring them all up to the same standard so it'll be consistent across the board. Now, having said that, okay, that's the best that I can do. Alright? And to be honest with you, it didn't really go all that well in finance, okay? I'm not really pleased with some of the information that we got. I think it's a very strange coincidence that, you know, 87.5 goes the same, 87.5 makes them all whole. And if these were different circumstances, I would be asking you to vote on this tonight. But the bottom line is that we already know that we're going to delay these kids getting to these modules, and they've got some severe crowd issues. And so I understand why people would have reservations, but all I can tell you is that this money will give you four identical modules consistent with Oak Hill, and I would urge you to vote it tonight so they can keep this process moving and get them in as soon as possible. And again, that's why I'm saying that we need to have another discussion about this once the bids come in. And there'll be further, hopefully there'll be further documentation of Oak Hill once the fact is going on.
I just want to make my thank you over to my colleagues clear. The item that we're currently talking about is 367-10(3), which is 10A in the resolution. The money is passed on the first call. Okay? So we have on second call 367-10(3), which is the resolution that both Programs and Services and Public Facilities took up that under discussion right now, we made a motion to substitute NAN for approval. And really that's what we're discussing. I think the Chair of Finance has been very clear that he intends to get more information and intends to have another joint meeting if we need to discuss those particular specs that we're all talking about here on this board.
because it has been a little confusing. We haven't done all of these monies in the margin, right? We didn't have to spend that time on this. We didn't want to do that.
I appreciate that. Once again, I do agree that it is a very important item, and I think that everybody in the chamber obviously wants to see the four modulars done at the same green specs that we've done at the other at Oak Hill. So I'll take a suggestion from you, like all the Gentile or the other suggestions.
Again, I do suggest at the end again to put this to rest, and the reason why, finally decided not to take it up that evening, and I really appreciate the candor when the two representatives from the school committee sat there in the audience and said, alternate one's a Cadillac, alternate two's a Cadillac, and we're real happy with alternate one, then that convinced me that that's what we should go forward with. Now that doesn't mean that once these bids come in, I mean, the mayor may see fit to come back to us and ask us for additional information, for additional money. But right now, we're being told that the figure that's in front of us tonight will get us off at number one. School committee is happy with that, and so therefore, that's why I think we should just end it right now. And again, if something happens with the bids come in, I'm sure the mayor will come back to us and tell us we need additional money.
Okay.
Thank you.
describe the differences between what they're calling alternate one and alternate two. And alternate two really is giving us things that we could do without for temporary construction. But the alternate one is really giving us things that we should not be doing without for even for temporary construction. It wasn't a year ago that I walked through modulars at Countryside. There were some very good ones and there are some somewhat newer ones. I think they're 10 and 20 years old. And it's Shantytown. They're really not built well. I don't think the old ones possibly moved if you needed to. I don't know how long this is going to need to use the
Do you mind if I interrupt with this one second? No. But the item that is before us is to either vote no action necessary, or if that fails, then we have two committees approve a resolution that goes on to the mayor's office. So if that hand fails, then before us is an approval for program and services 501 and an approval for public facilities 70. So if that hand fails, which we were trying to do, I think that would be okay to send a resolution to the one in the executive office. So we were trying to correct you if I knew this on first call. I'm glad that we didn't do that. All right, so Alderman Schiffer and Alderman St. Joe.
I hate to do this at this point, but I just need to try and back up to what Alderman and I said. When this item came before the two committees, we were missing the important detail of what exactly we're getting. I'm getting two times one now, I don't know the word, but you know. So, thank you. We didn't have the specs at night. Despite the fact that the architect there, we didn't have the specs and we couldn't check on what we were getting. The amount, if any of you happen to see it, that was out there before it came to those two committees was 87.5 lower. I felt that number was much too low. And I spoke it with the commissioner and the mayor's office. They added an initial 87.5. Okay. But it appeared at the joint meeting that some will read and some will not, that they were disparity between the specs. When they came to finance, they said there was a disparity, and they didn't need the additional 875, but these are this problem, the fact that in a short period of time, the information that came to different committees was different. Okay? But finance was assured, those four all met the no-fill standards, they all met stretch codes, what we heard previous week. intimated it wouldn't be carried, and that's why the committee supported the additional funds. But that's not fair to my end, and hopefully fair to my end.
All those in favor? Thank you. Is there anybody else still pleased to speak on the motion to substitute NAN for approval? All the ten side.
Just one final word on it, because Alderman Crossley made a very important point. She doesn't want to be in a position where we end up with something less than what they already want, because she doesn't feel that we should be going to a quality infrastructure or anything less than that's listed in the base module. So I just want to make sure that those of you that are wrestling with this resolution, the money that you approved earlier tonight, by voting that money, you are approving the ultimate one larger, and you don't need to approve the resolution in order to make it clear that you believe that the city should be getting involved in the larger. What I would expect would happen is, if these bids come in for the ultimate one larger, and they're more than the 923 plus the 75, and I would fully expect that they would come back to us and ask us the additional money, because it's been made perfectly clear to the committees and again here tonight that we want modules of the quality that is listed in alternate number one. I just want to assure it. And that's what we voted on earlier tonight for that money.
Thank you, Alderman. Is there anybody else who would like to speak on the motion to substitute? No, I'm not sure. I didn't want to get into a discussion about the types of modules and stuff. And the information you provided was very helpful on the agenda. I'll let you know.
Thank you. If the mayor is not asking for the additional money for some reason, is that actually the latest, potentially even longer, than we have to come back to the process in order to approve the additional money, or do we have the ability to provide a certain amount of leeway or latitude? Ceiling on these, the quality that we're looking for, that doesn't necessarily mean that we actually have to spend it on.
No. To answer your question, maybe the chair of finance could assist me, but I believe that the mayor would have been back with much more money. It would have to be adopted. I know that it would have to be taken up by the committees, and we would have to do a committee process. Would that be your understanding, Mr. Chairman?
Well, if you already pointed out, we have to thought that we have four ends of one. So the money is there, and I would imagine that would be the source of the money, you're right. You would have to go through the process, but honestly, I don't think it was all the process. I think it was solely after the construction of that.
Okay. Is there anyone else? Maybe we can try to vote on this?
Voice vote?
We'll try to have a voice vote. This is the substitute, no action necessary for the report, for the vote on the Programs and Services Committee and the Public Facilities Committee. All those in favor will say aye. No?
No.
The ayes have it. No action necessary to substitute the votes. That is now before us. The no action necessary vote. Is there anyone who wants to speak on this, on that main motion? Try this on a voice call. This is no action necessary on the resolution. All those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
No?
No.
We have, the ayes have it. We have all the Lavin and all the Santiago opposed. Okay? Is there anything else before board voting this evening? I'll recognize the public to vote.
Most of the Germans present.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The ayes have it. We're going to turn to 8:45. I do want to remind colleagues that there will be a presentation this evening by Mayor Stone. With regard to the economic development self-assessment tool, I'm going to turn the rock over to the chairman of Long Range Planning, Alderman Linsky. Good to see you all. Please enjoy the rest of your summer. Please check your calendars and committees are meeting. And we will meet again on Monday, August the 9th. Enjoy your summer, folks. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Yes.
Clear out.
I know.